Hi, everybody. It's Dawn from Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Angels and the Akashic. And so for today, my podcast talk is about books, inspiration. Where do you get your inspiration? So I am a big bookworm geek. I have been my whole life. When I was a kid, I would have loved nothing more than to lay outside all summer long on a blanket, looking at clouds and reading books and playing and just hanging out. And that is a dream of mine for some point in my life to spend a month like that just playing. But for right now, I just wanted to talk a little bit about where do you get inspiration? And many of us find our inspiration through others, through motivational speakers, through courses that help us, through the support of family and friends, right? For me, I've always had to internalize it first, kind of understand it. And for me, it's kind of like a buildup of energy. So I think, and then I do. But I know some people just do, right? But I wanted to suggest that we stop and take a moment and maybe look at things differently and get new inspiration. And we can get that from the written word, right? We can get that from books. I have been really fortunate recently to be enlightened with a few books that are very good and high vibrational, but because I've always been a bookworm of sorts, I thought for today I would come to you and talk just a little bit about some books that you might enjoy for inspiration. And these are just my suggestions, ones that along my path have really helped me for whatever reason. I'm looking, I have a bunch of books. This is like so fun for me to sit here with all these books. And I've showed this one or I've talked about this one before. This book is called Love. I read this when I was about 10 years old, 9, 10 years old. And it was written by Leo Buscaglia, who I believe just recently passed. But everything for him was about love. It's a love and faith. And so he's written quite a few books. He is from, gosh, probably the 80s is when he started writing. I mean, a lot of these books are yellowed because I've just had them for so long. And I do use my Kindle now, but for any of us true bookworms, you know, we definitely understand. Okay, so this was the later printing of it. This is a 1990s. So I would have been about 15. No, I'd have been older than that. We're not going to talk. But I know that I had many of these in the 70s and 80s. He has a whole series of books about love. So Leo Buscaglia, and I'll try to put together a little list and throw it in the comments so you guys who didn't catch the names fully or are listening to this as opposed to seeing it on YouTube, you'll have the list if you're inspired by any of these. Now, this book is one that I recently was tuned into by a lady that is really a strong proponent. I Am the Word by Paul Selig. And this one is a channeled book. And the book itself is a frequency vibrational changer, right? There is actually channeled and beings that are channeling to him. The words are encoded with that vibration. And so with that, I go back to my thing that I brought up a couple times on here is that words are spells. Words cast spells. So when we're looking for inspiration, reading something higher vibrational will, help to bring your vibration up. And this book is really good for that. So if you're interested, and I know there's a series of these too. It's not one standalone, though they can be read standalone. I think there's 4 or 5 that have been channeled thus far. So I Am the Word by Paul Selig. And just my team is telling me just to go in and flip. And I happen to flip and I see I have some stuff underlined. So here's the message is, it's possible that you can incarnate yourself at a higher frequency while existing in this life you are living in now. And that is the radical message of this teaching, and it is happening today. They also say when we are bypassing a programming, we are able to get to the vibration that you desire. So bypassing a programming is, you know, kind of that old belief system at play that you're not even working, listening. The old belief system that's causing you to do the things that you're doing without thoughts or actions behind it. Also, with this book, it is good. All of these channeled vibrational books, they highly suggest that you do it as an audio book because the word vibrations are in there. So you got that. Another one that is very torn and tattered, because I've had this one honestly for about 45 years. It was produced in 1970. So, okay, 50 something years, right? Now I'm starting to give my ages away here, but it's called Secrets of the I Ching. And there was a game when I was a child that had the coins that went with it. And it's really kind of neat if you get into the study of I Ching. It's a Chinese fortune telling. There are coins associated, which I just happen to have from the original set from 1970. These coins are then tossed like a heads or tails, and you get the waves of energy on each side, whether it's the one or the other, and that turns into a message. I was enthralled with this as a child, but it also gave me a way to start using different tools to get my answers, right? Tuning into myself, throwing the coins, and then looking up the answers in there. So that was a beautiful one. One that's out there and hot on the streets right now, I know many of you probably have it already, is Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. By the way, I am not an affiliate for any of these. These are just my own personal for what I have on my bookshelf, not what's in my Kindle. In my Kindle, I have some really great books about Mary Magdalene and the Sophia Code, which I highly suggest do your own research and look into that. But as a Catholic, someone that was raised in the Catholic faith, the Mary Magdalene stories, I find great redemption in reading about Mary Magdalene at this point. So I'll leave it at that. Another one of my favorites, because as I was going through cancer, I prayed to her a whole lot, is Saint Teresa. And this is not religious. This is just what I did in some books. But Saint Teresa is a saint that gave her life up to helping others, to the world. And she was a nun, I believe. Yeah, she went into the nunnery. But one of the things for Saint Teresa is you get validations or signs in the form of roses. So when I was going through cancer, it was yellow flowers is what I would say. It would be flowers. She is like the sister of heavenly roses, just the little flower, I think they call her as well. For me, I set the intention that they would be yellow flowers. And let me tell you, it came true every time. So this book itself is about different people's experiences with the energies of Saint Teresa and the joy and the different things they felt. Okay. Here's another oldie but goodie. And oh, that book was written by Elizabeth Ficogelli. There is a national shrine to Saint Teresa in Naperville, Illinois, my home state of Illinois. And that's where I received this from. That was doing intentions for me and sending me love during my healing journey. Okay, the next one I have on here is The Road Less Traveled by Dr. M. Scott Peck, MD. And it's just a deep thinking book, at least it was back in the 70s and 80s, A New Psychology of Love, Traditional Values, and Spiritual Growth. So back, and this book was from 1979, 1980, it's copyright 79. So I find it interesting. This was highly inspirational at that time. We have evolved from there, but it is great to go back to some of these old resources. This one was huge for me in my spiritual development in my early 20s, in my late teens, that kind of thing. And then this, and unfortunately the cover is gone, The Divine Romance. This, obviously, I've had this one for a moment, and this book was written about Paramachandra Yogananda, and he is a spiritual healer. He talks really about our heart and our soul, and I think I came across this about 20 years ago for the first time, maybe even 30. Yeah, probably 30 years ago, but it was really inspirational. He's got the Dalai Lama energy, the Buddha energy, all of that. So for a person living in the United States with a very heavy Catholic background, it was brand new to me. And I just found the whole philosophy and his way of thinking very enlightening. And so this book was actually written by the Self-Realization Fellowship. So there, that's the not-for-profit for this, by Paramachandra Yogananda, Self-Realization Fellowship. But any of the books about Paramachandra Yogananda, and I know I'm saying his name wrong, please don't tell me. Please don't tell me. It's my accent and my my way of hooked on phonics reading. But anyways, any of those books, they're very inspirational. They'll get you thinking differently. So highly suggest that guy. Brought this one just because it's fun. My favorite book, not to read, but to glance through, to play with, is The Book of Stones. This book is wonderful for any crystal lovers out there. They have beautiful pictures of the crystals. And it has an explanation about the actual crystal, how to use it spiritually, physically, different things. One is written by a man and one is written by a woman. And, you know, as they go through there, it's a beautiful thing to see two different perspectives because we're not all the same and our experiences aren't the same and our needs are not the same. So I find this book still to this day highly supportive. And if you love books and you love crystals, put it on your Christmas or on your wish list. Okay, so there's that one. Now, this next two, they may be met with some scorn on, but I stand true that this was an inspirational book to me at the time. Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. Doreen Virtue has since renounced all things spiritual. That's her path now. But there was a 20-year period where she believed in sharing the angels, sharing the energy, and that they were making a difference in her life. Her personal journey is not mine, and so I won't comment on that. However, this book I received in 2002 from my auntie because I kept seeing angel numbers all over. So like Warren, okay, you don't want to borrow me your books. My books are very well read and loved. This one is 32 years old though. So, but anyways, I kept seeing the numbers 444 everywhere I went. I had never heard of angel numbers. And my aunt, who is my godmother and I'm rather close to, we share a lot of spiritual connections. She walked into a bookstore. She went to this book, picked it up, and opened it up to 444. And so that was my start of my reconnection with the angels. So I love anything about angels, and I like when they bring it to human form for me to understand and digest. And this book is one from when I was about 7 or 8, maybe 10. I'm not sure. I just say everything was when I was 10, right? But my mom got this for me 1 year, and it's called The Missing Piece by Shel Silverstein. And I think there's another couple in the series, like The Sidewalk Ends or something. I'm not sure. But this one was my favorite because it talks about this little guy here, and that he's missing his piece, this little hole there. He's missing his piece. And as he goes through and through, he's searching for the missing piece and searching for the missing piece, high and low. And then he finds his missing piece. He finds one that's too small and one that's too big. It's so freaking cute. But when he did, I won't give away the end. It's a very neat book of self-discovery. For me, I was a preteen at the time, and I appreciate the message my mother was trying to send to me with this book. So basically, like, you have everything you need inside you already. You're not missing a darn thing, right? Okay, got that one. And then I have this one too. So I'll bring this out. I didn't even know I had this, Confessions, but at the time, I really dug it. Okay, I'm going to tell you that. This is Sylvia Brown, Astrology Through the Psychic's Eyes. And she has since passed this earth, but I know she's also gotten a lot of condemnation. And I don't know what happened, if she burnt out, if she lost her gifts, she turned them off because she was tired of the responsibility. I have no idea. But at the time, she was one of the first that came out to talk about it. So I like to go back and read some of these because, one, it's my world. It's what I grew up in. But also, I love to see that difference of, because I was alive and cognizant in the mid-70s, middle of 70s. And now here we are 50 years later, to see the evolution in information out there, right? We have so much at our fingertips to help us whatever we need on our journey. So I just love that. And those are the books. I have one last one that I'm going to share. And this was from my Akashic team, said, oh, yes, bring it. I thought it was so sweet. It is the Enchanted Castle and Other Tales and Legends by Paul Hamlin. But it's kind of like your Grimm's fairy tales, but these are the old stories, the old tales. This book itself is probably over 50 years old. But I love to go back and read some of these old stories and just to get me creative again, like a kid's mind. So whether it's a Grimm's fairy tale, if you have any old books from your childhood, pick them up and see if they inspire something in you or remind you of something that you used to love that you forgot. So that's it for me for this episode. I will put these on a list below in the chat or in the copy so that if you want to search out any of these books, you can. Okay. So thank you so very much. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.